Much of the wastewater from Pennsylvania's fracking industry is actually trucked across the border to Ohio. More than 1 billion gallons of frack waste, with almost half coming from Pennsylvania and West Virginia, were injected into underground wells in Ohio just last year. And residents in at least one county say they've had enough. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant has more.
Michelle Gurman used to marvel at the 22 acres of land around her home in Vienna, Ohio, less than 10 miles from the Pennsylvania border.
I would lean out my back window and look and say, oh my God, you know, I've never dreamed of owning this much land.
Gurman didn't know much about fracking then, let alone frack waste injection wells, but she remembers New Year's Eve 2011 when a magnitude 4 earthquake shook nearby Youngstown.
Oh my God.
That's a YouTube clip by a Youngstown resident. Around a dozen smaller quakes followed. The state determined that these quakes were from an injection well. That's where fracking wastewater is trucked in and pumped into deep wells under high pressure. The well believed to have caused the Youngstown quakes has since been permanently closed. But Garman's view really changed in 2013 when an injection well was built on the property right next door.
You're looking at tanks and cement and fencing. It was trees and deer and turkey.
Gurman says big trucks carrying chemical-laced wastewater squeal in at all hours. Today, you can hear the pump from her yard. And Gurman fears for her family.
How does it affect our health, my son's health? I mean, it is toxic, what they're putting in. I mean, that is plain and simple poison that they're pumping into the ground.
Gurman says her concerns didn't get much response from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, known as ODNR, the agency with authority over the oil and gas industry. And few leaders in Vienna wanted to criticize the local company, Cleese Development Associates, that built the well next to her. But then,
state agencies are looking into an oil spill in Vienna Township that killed dozens of animals and polluted a wetland.
It was another injection well owned by Cleese. Gurman says neighbors contacted her for help.
People were scared. Can I drink the water? Can I bathe my children in it? Can I cook with it?
In Ohio, there's no local control of the oil and gas industry. The ODNR is in charge. The state forced Cleese to shut in the injection well, and it's still closed. The company could not be reached for comment. This day, leaders from townships in Trumbull County are gathered at the gazebo in Brookfield Town Square. Brookfield Township Trustee Gary Lease is coaching people to send letters to lawmakers in Columbus.
This goes to the House.
They want legislation that would stop more injection wells in Trumbull County, which already has 17, among the most in the state, with 6 more in the works. State Representative Glenn Holmes is here. He says people are fed up and references a petition against a plan for 5 injection wells in Brookfield Township.
About 8,000 people with 5,000 signatures. They don't want it.
Holmes has 2 bills in the Ohio House of Representatives. One, introduced last spring, would divert more than a third of the fees Ohio collects from other states' frack waste disposal to local governments. Last year, fees for this waste brought in more than $650,000. Holmes says counties should get a cut.
So you have the truck traffic, you have the noise, and you also have the stress and the tensions. Is this going to cause an earthquake? Is my aquifer or my well going to be polluted because of this?
More recently, Holmes introduced another bill to stop ODNR from permitting any more injection wells in Trumbull County. Ted Auk doesn't think that's a good idea. He's with the nonprofit Frack Tracker Alliance. He worries that a cap per county would actually open up more of the state to injection wells. And Auk says money from fees should be spent on inspectors.
You can't have your number of inspectors be static and your number of wells go up, up, and away, because that means the ratio of number of wells per inspector is going up.
Auk warns that Ohio has become a dumping ground for other states fracking wastewater. The ODNR says it has strong regulations for injection wells, but declined an interview for this story, as did the Ohio Oil and Gas Association. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.